Thanks for everything, boss. Maybe I can repay the favor sometime. Maybe I can do something for you, like cutting your throat.
WOR presents the distinguished American actor Walter Hamden in The Adventures of Leonidas Witherall. Tonight's adventure, The Corpse Meets a Deadline. Leonidas Witherall is the New England schoolmaster who looks like Shakespeare and is always getting mixed up in murders. At the moment, Mr. Witherall has gone to the city desk of the Dalton Herald. It's a very urgent mission on behalf of his housekeeper, Mrs. Mullet, and Leonidas, along with Mrs. M., is explaining it to the Herald's editor, Mr. Forrest.
You see, Forrest...
Yes, Leonidas?
Mrs. Mullet here is... what's your title, Mrs. Mullet?
I'm Director of Public Relations for the Dalton's Ladies' Aid and Get-Together Society, early Wednesday afternoon group, Section 2.
Leaving on track 7?
And our group's holding a special meeting tomorrow.
They're having a guest lecturer, Forrest.
Oh, really? Who is it?
We're having Mrs. Hildegard Fish, who wrote South American Question Mark and Balkan Riddle. She's going to speak on Russia, Russia, what does it mean?
Completely baffled, isn't she?
And you want us to mention it in the Herald, huh?
Mention it?
Well, if you could eliminate the news about General Eisenhower and General Patton and just turn, say, 10 columns over to Mrs. Mullet's group, Forrest.
Aside from Mrs. Fish, we're having an election and our spring tea dance. Going to be a big day.
All right, Mrs. Mullet. We'll see that you get all the space you deserve.
How's that, Mrs. Mullet? I told you we could persuade Mr. Forrest.
Persuade him? Why, he should be glad. I'm giving him a scoop.
Oh, I am, Mrs. Mullet. We don't often get a break like this.
There you are, Forrest.
Mr. Bennett.
Hello, Mr. Bennett.
I'll do it,
Forrest,
Bennett.
You're a stupid, irresponsible, cheap, yellow journalist.
Now, look, Bennett, all I did...
Look at this paper of yours. Look at that picture. On the front page, too. I told you not to print that horrible picture of my daughter.
There's no harm in that.
Running this picture of that rotten gambling den with all those crooks there at the table, my daughter.
I can't help it if your daughter visits gambling joints, Bennett.
The girl's just 18 years old. She went out on a date. She's no idea where they were going.
Just the same, she was there.
She wanted to leave the minute they got to that evil, iniquitous place.
But she didn't leave. The cops came in and our man got the picture. It's not our fault that she's in it.
Well, Forrest, I told you yesterday not to print it.
Sorry, Bennett. It was the only shot we had, and a good one, too.
Oh, you've ruined my daughter's reputation. You've disgraced her.
Oh, don't be such a blue nose, Bennett. Now, if you don't mind, I'm busy. I've got an addition to get out.
I ought to thrash you, Forrest. I ought to treat you the way my grandfather handled a smart aleck newspaper man out west. He got a horsewhip, and he whipped that editor within an inch of his life.
If you don't watch your tongue, Bennett, I'll have you thrown out of this office.
Oh, you wouldn't dare.
No, Mr. Bennett. I don't want to interfere, but perhaps if you'd cool off...
You keep your beard out of this, Witherall.
And you mind your tongue, Mr. Bennett.
Forrest, you filthy...
Get away from this desk, Bennett.
Yes, let me get my hands on your throat, Forrest.
Mr. Bennett,
I'm going to show you.
Go of me, brother.
Mr. Bennett, take your hands off.
I will...
You let go of him, Mr. Bennett, before
come
I
on,
calm
Mr.
you.
Mr. Bennett, or I'll...
All right. All right.
You crazy fool. Get out of here. I warn you.
All right, Forrest, I'm getting out now. But this isn't the end of it.
Go on.
I'll see that justice is done, Forrest. I'll see that you're taken care of, no matter how far I have to go.
Looks as though Mr. Bennett's going to be a very serious problem, Forrest.
Oh, him, Leonidas? No, I'm used to that.
He seems to be extremely excitable.
No, you've got him all wrong. Sure, he'll rave and rant for a while, write letters, and then he'll calm down.
Well, I hope so. It doesn't seem as trivial as that, though. I know Bennett. He's a very headstrong old gentleman. And your printing that picture has defiled his little child's good name.
Oh, forget it, Leonidas. Oh, come on. I don't often have you down here. Suppose I show you and Mrs. Mullet around the place. Feel like touring the plant?
Oh, I'd love to.
Lead on, Macduff.
I'd like to see the room where the news tickers are. Mr. Mullet knew a lot about news, you know. He had a definition of news, Mr. Witherall.
Was it by any chance about a dog?
Well, that's right. He said that when a dog bites a man, that's not news. But when a man bites a dog...
Tell me...
Yes?
Anyone ever take a good bite out of Mr. Mullet?
Well, how did you know?
These are the linotype machines, Leonidas.
Well, quite a formidable array of them, Forrest.
Could we go over to one of them and get a closer look?
Oh, sure. Come on. Pat Welsh over there will explain his machine to you. Pat.
Yes, Mr. Forrest?
Let up a second, Pat. We have visitors. This is Mr. Witherall and Mrs. Mullet.
How do you do?
Pat here was once a publisher himself.
No, really?
Yes, but... I don't talk about it much.
Pat had an unpleasant experience. Lost his paper. It was very sad, Leonidas. Terribly sad.
The machines worked like a big typewriter, you see. You push the keys and they cut letters on what we call lead slugs.
Yes, Pat had big ideas once, but he had to learn.
The lead isn't wasted. After we print the paper, it's melted down again.
Of course, lots of us have to learn. We all make mistakes.
It's evident, Forrest, that Pat would rather not talk about his old career. Now, where do you melt down the lead?
Oh, we have it in those big cauldrons. You see them on the platform up there? They're right over your head.
Oh, yes.
You see the steam coming off? Well, that's piping hot lead in that cauldron, boiling like noodle soup.
Ah, noodle soup. Get that, Mrs. Mullen?
Well, the slugs are melted right in there, you see, and then we cool it and feed it down to the machines.
Well, where are the presses? That's another thing I want to see.
Oh, we'll go there now. We're running an addition, so you'll see the whole works.
Running an addition? Well, shouldn't you do something first about my story, the ladies' literary group?
Oh, yes, Forrest. Mrs. Mullet would like you to stop the presses for it.
Oh, we'll get it in the next edition, Mrs. Mullet. I put our top reporter on the job. Jackie Bigelow, the minute I get back upstairs. Hmm. Jackie's our best man, you know. He'll do your story full justice.
You sent for me, Mr. Forrest?
Yes, Jackie. I just left Leonidas Witherall. He had some woman with him, and Mrs. Mullet.
Mullet, yeah, I know her. Sort of a neighborhood housekeeper up around the Birch Hill section.
Yes, well, she's having a taffy pull for a ladies' club. Get one of the kids out front to call it Witherall's. Get the whole story. Write a couple of sticks for the 3-star.
All right.
That's all, Jackie. You can go.
That's all as far as you're concerned, Forrest, yes, but I want to do a little talking. This is just as good a time as any.
Well, hurry up. I've got a desk full of copy here.
Uh-huh. You know what it's about? It's about a phone conversation you had with Cosmopolitan Syndicate.
Oh, that wasn't anything.
Oh, that wasn't anything, huh? I worked for 6 months to get Cosmopolitan to make me that offer.
You wouldn't have enjoyed being a foreign correspondent, Jackie, especially in Chungking. It's tough grind. Thank you.
I wouldn't, huh? That just happens to be why I got into this newspaper racket. All my life I've wanted to be a foreign correspondent. You knew that.
They asked me for a frank opinion, Jackie. I told them I thought you were a pretty fair reporter.
Don't lie to me, Forrest. You told them I was a punk reporter. I found out. You did that for one reason. Because you're naturally a louse.
What an imagination you've got, Jackie.
You didn't want to lose a good man yourself. These days, that's tough, isn't it?
Will you cut it?
I couldn't get into this man's war the regular way. The army turned me down. You knew that, too. You knew I'd been eating my heart out covering this small town junk. Or just a little way down the railroad tracks, the whole bloody world's on fire.
Stole the velocity.
You killed my chance, Forrest. I'll never get out of this town now. It might be a year, 2 years, maybe forever. That was my one big chance, and you fixed it so I'd miss the boat.
Lay off, Jackie.
I'm going to...
You heard me. Lay off. City desk, Forrest. Uh-huh. Yeah? Yeah, okay. Right. Get into that jalopy of yours and beat it over to the Perkins shipyard. It's burning up. 3 alarms have gone out.
Okay, I'm on my way. And thanks, Forrest. Thanks for everything. Maybe I can do something for you sometime. Like cutting your throat.
What can I do for you, Mr. Bennett?
I've come here to your place, Mr. Witherall, to apologize for my behavior this morning at the Herald office.
It was deplorable, Mr. Bennett. But, of course, you felt printing that picture of your daughter was very embarrassing.
That's just the point. I wanted to apologize to you, but I certainly don't intend to retract anything I said to Forrest. In fact, I want your help.
Really, Mr. Bennett? Isn't this much ado about nothing? As the poet said, you have too much respect upon the world. They lose it that Dubai...